We have our guest in studio with us this morning, Catherine Bacon. She is from the Nazarian Center for the Performing Arts down at Rhode Island College. We'll get into a little bit more about what they're doing out there in just a few seconds. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Well, first off, you've got a busy schedule, I know that. As we started to get to know each other a few months ago, back in November, as we got to meet you, you were part of one of the guests over at My Chef Laura's home there, Norbert's House, Chef Norbert, who appears on this radio show every month. It was a nice time, huh? It's always a good time down there.
Oh, it's a great event. That was their famous soup night. And it's where they collect money for the food bank, I believe.
Yep, exactly.
And they have a favorite soup contest. They had all kinds of delicious soups for us to all sample. And
hopefully to take home, too.
If we were lucky. And I'm friends with Laura, mm-hmm. my chef Laura. So mm-hmm. she's really my chef Laura.
Yes, exactly. Your chef Laura. That's right. As I said, as I was saying the other day on the radio, is how we first got to know each other a little bit. I was talking to you. You were talking to me, about the radio show, and then Rhode Island College doing stuff over there at the Nazarian Center. A lot of good things are happening out there. First off, a little bit of background on who you are, where you came from, and what you're doing now at on the campus there.
Okay, great. I was born in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Western Canada and migrated this way quite a few years ago now. I've been in this vicinity for probably close to 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to work at Rhode Island College as a student. When my kids were getting bigger, I went back to university to work on a music degree. And Rhode Island College has a fantastic music program mm-hmm. As part of their Department of Music, Theater, and Dance. And so I figured, I'll take a music theory class. And then, before you know it, you have a BA in music with a jazz minor. So I got to know the college. And during my time there as a student, I started working in the Office of the Performing Arts Series mm-hmm. As their student treasurer. My other degree I have is in business from Bryant University. And so it was a really nice marriage of my two interests mm-hmm. To be working in that office. Sure. Right when I was graduating from university, I ended up, there was the guy who'd been in charge of the series and the center for quite a long time, John Custer, retired. And so there was an opportunity for me to stay on as the coordinator there. So I've worked as the coordinator at the center since 2005.
Wow.
And just recently was asked to sit interim during another change in command. So I was really pleased and honored to be able to take the helm and try and continue to steer the Performing Arts Series into the future.
As the interim director, you see a lot of things going on. You've been there how long now, you said?
Well, gosh, I guess it's almost 14 years.
Wow. You've seen a lot of things going on over there. Beautiful facility. I haven't been in there in years. It is. You've got a lot of good people up there, a lot of good students there. You've got a great teaching staff with the professors and everything. Very conveniently located, right off of Mount Pleasant Avenue, and one side is Fruit Hill Avenue, is on the other side, and it is a good. It's centered really well in Rhode Island.
It is. We are right in the city of Providence, and we border North Providence as mm-hmm. well. The Nazarian Center, the new John Nazarian Center building, the Sappinsley Hall, that's there, was built in 2001
mm-hmm.
While I was a student there, and so it had its grand opening at that time. John Nazarian himself was a great supporter of the arts and still is to this day. He's an emeritus president now, and he wanted to leave his legacy behind and show his passion for the performing arts. So we were really fortunate at that time to have a beautiful new theater built called Sappinsley Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It seats about 420 people, and it's a multi-purpose performance venue, and it's very beautiful inside. We also have Roberts Auditorium,
right.
which is our largest auditorium, and it seats about 940 people. And we have a third theater in the center, which is called the Forman Theater, named after Helen Forman, who was a great patron of the arts and benefactor to Rhode Island College. And that's a small black box theater mm-hmm. that can seat up to 250 people. Mm. A lot of our Rhode Island College theater events happen in there, and a variety of other kinds of laboratory things as well. So
yeah, you got a lot of entertaining things. I think the one time when I went down a while back, it was whatever it was a music performance or a play at Roberts Hall. This is going back when it was just Roberts Hall, you know, and it's right. been there for so long. I think this is even after the Department of Children and Families were on the, a little bit further away from you, not too far, right up on that road. But when Mr. Nazarian, this must have came great to John, you know, this building named after this gentleman who did great for the college as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it really was a wonderful legacy to leave the college because mm-hmm. All of our Department of Music, Theater, and Dance events go on in the theaters, predominantly in Sappinsley Hall. Sappinsley Hall was named after John and Lila Sappinsley. Mm-hmm. Lila, as you know, is a famous politician sure. and activist in Providence. And her husband, John, was a professor at Rhode Island College and at Brown University as well, I believe. I hope I got mm-hmm. that right. But it sounds to me like we need to get you to Rhode Island College again mm-hmm. soon. It's been too long since you've been there. So you and all these folks that are listening to us out there, we mm-hmm. all want you to come down to the college. What's great about Rick is we have tons of free, safe parking. The performances that we have are really affordable. Many are free, and you're welcome to visit our website, which is www.ric.edu, and click on Performing Arts there, and you'll see all the different Department of Music, Theater, and Dance events, as well as the Performing Arts series. And if you go onto our Rhode Island College RIC calendar, mm-hmm. you'll see all the kinds of things that are going on campus-wide. There's lots of great ways to get engaged with our community.
And when you go onto that website, you know, and it is a full website, you've got a lot of great things. There's also a floor plan of all the other rooms in there. I mean, as you mentioned, it's amazing when you look at just the floor plan. And then, of course, as I said, I've not been into the building in a long time, but just looking at the floor plan, you've got to really like, whoa, this place is huge. I mean, you know, and it does some great things. You've got a good season. You're in the middle of a season right now. Talk a little bit about some of the things that have already been going on and things that you're doing right now.
Sure.
A lot of musical performances.
Yeah, sounds great. One of the things that's going on at Rhode Island College right now is we have a new president. Mm-hmm. His name is Frank Sanchez. He's a wonderful guy. He comes to us from New York. And he is also supporting all of our endeavors in the arts as well as campus-wide. We have a lot of change going on our campus. It looks big on paper, but the community at Rhode Island College is really quite intimate. Mm-hmm. It's not such a big campus that you can't like feel comfortable and at home there. That's one of the great features of the college. Also, we have a really friendly staff, and there's a great camaraderie amongst the people that work there, so you do get that kind of family feel when you're at RIC. So they've been doing a lot of renovation and changes. In fact, two of our major classroom buildings have been under construction over the last couple of years, so we've been having to house some classes in our theaters. But that's going to be ending at the end of this year, so we're going to be able to reestablish our rental program, and mm-hmm. we do rent our facilities out to off-campus user groups as well. So after this graduation season in May, we'll be able to open that back up to folks from the community as well. So that even adds to more of the exciting mm-hmm. things that we have going on. So my job at the Nazarian Center is as interim director, and so our department is in charge of managing those three theaters that we talked about, as well as presenting the Performing Arts Series. The Performing Arts Series has been in existence since 1962, so we have a huge mm-hmm. legacy of over 50 years of bringing amazing performing arts to the college and the community at large. I think it started out a long time ago as a way for the resident students, because back in 1962 it was different than today. Sure. When you were a student at a college, you were stuck there and you were looking for things that were fun to do that you could walk to and be part of. And they started bringing in entertainment for the students back in 62. So we had some amazing groups from way back when, like Ella Fitzgerald performed, and we had all kinds, Modern Jazz Quartet. They used to bring in all different kinds of you know, bands for them to have dances and things like that. Over the years, as different people acted as director in the position, Billy Burrell was a dance person, and she brought a lot of modern dance, contemporary dance onto our series. And it's kind of, you know, changed over the years, but kind of stayed the same in our mission. Our mission has been to bring unique things to the campus that you might not be able to see anywhere else in Rhode Island or nearby Massachusetts. And as a way of engaging the audience and the community at large, as well as enhancing the educational experience of our students. So we try and choose things that are going to engage the students, but also engage people to come to the college and see what a great facility it is and how they can participate, whether they're in class or not. And hopefully they're going to think, wow, this place is pretty great, and maybe my kid could go to school here. So that's one of the nice things about it. So the Performing Arts Series has, because of this construction project, had a little bit of a slowdown this year. And in my year as interim, we brought in a few things so that we could keep it moving. I have some great things lined up for next year as well. But when you give me the go-ahead, we'll talk about some of the exciting things we have going on for this spring.
Right. Hey, and you do have a lot of great things coming up. Being there now, there's so many things that are going on in your part of your as the interim director. Do you end up trying to go to almost all of the events that are going on inside the center?
I do try. I try and especially I like to support the department because I am an alum of the Department of Music, Theater, and Dance. I have a personal relationship with a lot of the professors. I like to try and go and support them. Before Christmas, I was going to a lot of shows for sure. But you know, it's right next door to my office. And the shows are really engaging. The students work so hard, and so do those faculty members in getting the students prepared for performances. So I do see a lot of things. Plus, I also go every year in January. I go to New York to the Arts Presenters Conference to see more shows. In fact, this weekend I'm going to New York to check out a very interesting circus act that I might think about bringing in for next year. Last weekend I was in Connecticut to see a play. I'm always sort of scouting for unique projects that we can bring in and engage the community.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Kathy Bacon joining us in studio. We've got latest conditions on the roadways. Once again, we've got Gina Brown standing by as always. Gina?
Well, we've been talking about an accident reported by Rhode Island DOT. Move on, 95. Suddenly, in the last 15 minutes, there have been a rash, and I do mean a rash, of crashes in Rhode Island. So you've got the 195 northbound on the left by exit 14 in Warwick. That's Route 37. So mainly, you're going to have to worry about a return trip. But 295 south, you're going to take that down to, say, exit 3A, Route 37. You are in for a little bit of trouble here. Now, 295 southbound, there is a crash in the right and center lane by the Route 37 east exit. 37 west at the entrance to 95 north, there's a crash down there too, and a spin out clearing 295 south getting off at Route 37. So a couple different accidents on 295 at 37. It's been really tough this morning. A lot of black ice. You know, the roads look pretty good, and it's easy to say, well, I could go pretty fast. And then you discover there's black ice. Now, the upside of all of this is that if you stay away from Rhode Island, Kent County, Providence, it's looking pretty good on 95 from the state line. We are below speed between 152 and Mechanic Street. And then we have a little bit of heavy traffic here trying to get out of Sharon by Route 27. But it's not bad. Even Route 1 isn't bad right now. Now, around the city, we're looking pretty good. Now, County of Thatcher's busy at the light. Other than that, just normal hustle and bustle. 495, no improvements through Hopkins, and the expressway is full, not overflowing. 24 North is heavy through Randolph. We had earlier problems, big traffic jams over on 123 in Norton. That's cleared out if you need to get over there. Typical delays on 95 southbound coming out of Pawtucket. We're still pretty heavy, but the heaviest seems to be from just before Lonsdale Avenue. So it's not too bad. 610 connector is no longer overflowing, and the good news is 295 is quiet from Attleboro all the way to Johnston. Both directions there are looking good. Next report coming up. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
Okay, Gina, thanks once again. We're going to take just a quick break, and we're going to be back with more information about the Nazarian Center for the Performing Arts over at Rhode Island College with its interim director, Kathy Bacon, coming up in just a couple of moments.
On February 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Goff Memorial Hall in Rehoboth, the Rehoboth Antiquarian Society will hold their third concert in the 2016 season of the Rehoboth Arts in the Village series. Sarasa, a duo consisting of cellist Timothy Merton and Jennifer Morshies, will perform pieces composed for famous kings, queens, and dukes. With harpsichord accompaniment, the cellists will perform works by Bach, Handel, and Vivaldi. For information about the concert series, call the Antiquarian Society at 508-463-5384 or visit carpentermuseum.org.
Finding a mechanic or automotive repair facility can be an arduous task. Questions like, am I being overcharged or am I paying for work that doesn't need to be done, are valid concerns. Roberts Automotive understands this. That's why they abide by a code of ethics to help keep your mind at ease. When bringing your vehicle to Roberts Automotive, they'll explain how to correct existing problems and perform preventative maintenance. Most importantly, Roberts Automotive knows your vehicle is more than transportation, it's a lifeline. To work, to school, for family. Roberts Automotive is located at 193 Pine Street in Attleboro. For more information and to view their code of ethics, you can visit their website at robertsautomotiveinc.net.
All right, 8:22 now on this Thursday morning. We're here with Catherine Bacon, the interim director over at the Nazarian Center for the Performing Arts over at Rhode Island College. As you said, very, very busy. First of all, I know looking at your website, it's not just you alone. You can't do this by yourself. You do have a great staff as well. You could give us a shout out of who you have in your office there.
I sure will. I do have a terrific staff. I'm the interim director, and I have a wonderful box office manager named Paul Cotter. He helps with all of our marketing, does some great design work for us as well in that area. I have my operations manager, Brian White, who supervises our technical directors, John Rosa and Rob Ferland. And we couldn't do anything that we do at the Nazarian Center without this team of people, because we've got to sell people tickets and we've got to get the show on the road, you know, show business, show must go on.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Our TDs, technical directors are amazing guys. They work really well with all the different users in the building to get their shows to a really amazing professional level. They just do a fantastic job. So, hey, if you guys are listening, thank you so much for all your hard work. It pays off.
Yeah, as I said, it's not just one person. It's, you know, it's everybody working together as a family, basically.
It's true. And then we are lucky to have the support of the college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really do support the arts there. And the marketing, communications and marketing department really help us out with advertising. And overall, you know, we have just a great community there that we get to work in.
Yeah, as you know, you can't do much, you know, unless you have the proper people doing it in marketing. And I mean, I work marketing during the day at Plainridge, and so with a lot of the stuff going on, you know, even with the directors there at the school, they love this. You know, they are 100% behind you guys, and if it's not these other people working with you, things won't get off the ground correctly. But talk about some other things. You as you said, you got some musical programs that you had, but you got some great things that are coming up very, very shortly as well.
It's very true. So the Performing Arts Series is a series, like I said earlier, of basically international artists or renowned artists that you might not be able to see anywhere else in Rhode Island. This spring, we have 5 more events coming up, which are really exciting, 2 of which are performances by our beloved Muir String Quartet. The Muir String Quartet have been performing at Rhode Island College for over 22 years.
Wow.
And they have a really loyal fan base, and they play gorgeous classical music for us. This spring, they have 2 performances, one featuring our artist in residence at Rhode Island College, Judith Lynn Stillman, on piano. She'll be performing the Schumann Quintet with them on Monday, February 20th at 7:30 in Sappensley Hall. And they'll be performing a second show in the spring on April 3rd with guest artist Alexander Fitterstein on clarinet. He's also performed with the Muir on our series in the past as well.
It's a very famous quartet.
I mean,
very famous.
And they're
name.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about seeing a string quartet live, I mean, I think there's like a perception that it's boring or it's, you know, for old people or whatever. But any kind of art form, and especially classical music, when you see it performed live, it's magical. You see these people actually creating this music that is so moving. And when you feel those sound vibrations washing over you in the theater, it really gives you a completely different experience.
You have a new love of that.
Absolutely.
You know, before. I've seen classical people in the past from performers, and now, like, whoa, you know, they're tremendous.
And the way they kind of, like, interact with one another, it's really subtle, but you see that it's actually, like, It's magic how mm-hmm. they create, you know, this completely amazing environment through music. Mm-hmm. So it's really something that I encourage people to come and experience in person, because it's not the same as listening to a CD.
No, that's for
you
sure.
know, in live performance of any kind, there's always that little element of chaos, something that, you know, mm-hmm. and people have to like work with that and incorporate it into sure. the performance. And that's what makes it really engaging.
Yeah, the you know, there's, I know there are a lot of other centers in Providence that are doing classical work as well. But when you see it up close, when you really see it up close like that, you get a, like you said, you see the love of it. You know, once, you know, as you said, sometimes people are like, oh, I'm going to go to a classical concert. But you know something? Yeah, if you're listening to it, you still, I like to listen to, you know, classical. Especially when you got headphones on and you're really listening to the movements of the sound. One of my favorite instruments is the harp. I love the harp, just the sound of it. But I mean, the strings and the violins, it all comes together. It's not like, I know when people are just starting out playing violins, it you know, sounds like you're killing an animal, like a cat or something like that. But when you're really coming out, when you really, you're really at, you know, the artist, you're the artiste, it's beautiful music. It really is. I mean, I've seen the Rhode Island Philharmonic many times, and you have to sit in the front row to see that, you know, at the old Vets Auditorium. And now it's, they've got some other great things coming up as well. But If you don't see it, if you've never seen it, it gives you more classic. It gives you more. You can be more classy, basically, when you
sure.
see something like that.
Well, the other thing about it, too, is that you'll realize when you're seeing a performance like that and listening to classical music, it's not boring.
No.
It's really kind of exciting. The way that the you know, the music kind of builds and moves, some of those pieces are really exciting,
mm-hmm.
But maybe just not in a way that we're so used to being
yeah.
bludgeoned over the head with excitement that, you know, you think something like that's not going to engage you, but it really can. So I really do encourage people to come out and check out some of the classical programming
yeah,
that we offer as
and
well.
And it's not just the classical pieces where a lot of our audience may remember from the old Looney Tunes guitar
yeah.
cartoons. But sometimes you hear that on the cartoons of the Bugs Bunny, and then you see, like, that's the song that they're playing. And people kind of remember, like, oh, my God, that is that old or that classic.
Sure,
well.
A lot of these pieces were written in, you know, the 1600s, 1800s.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the fact that they still ring with meaning now really is a testament to the power of that mm-hmm. kind of music. So I do encourage people to come check that out. A couple of other exciting things that we have going on in a completely different direction. On March 16th, we are co-hosting, along with Rhode Island College Student Activities and RIC Programming, Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
He's Saturday Night Live's youngest cast member, mm-hmm. and he will be doing his hysterical stand-up act at Rhode Island College in the auditorium at Roberts Hall. That's Thursday, March 16th at 7:30. Just so you know, tickets are not on sale for this event just
mm-hmm.
yet. Tickets are going to be going on sale, I believe it's February 15th mm-hmm. will be going out on sale to the general public. We're going to have a little special week of ticket sales just for our RIC students in advance of that, so as many of them can try and get their tickets as possible.
Probably a sellout for him.
Yeah, I think it probably will sell out. So I do encourage you folks to that. Most of our ticket pricing is $35 for general price, which is really affordable, but we do have plenty of discounts available for seniors. Students have special rates. RIC students have a special rate. Faculty, alumni, staff all have a special rate. And so if you are interested in seeing if you might qualify for one of our discounted prices, you just have to call the box office.
Right.
A lot of our discounts are not available online. I think the seniors pricing is, but other than that, you want to call the box office. And I guess I may as well give you that phone number right now.
Yeah.
It's area code 401-456-8144. Again, that's 456-8144. And tickets for everything are on sale right now with the exception of Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in coming to one of the other events we're going to talk about today, you certainly can get your tickets now or on our website at www.ric.edu. And just click on Performing Arts there at the top of the banner, and that'll get you over to our ticketing website. So after we have Pete Davidson and a second performance by the Muir with Alex Fitterstein. Alex, by the way, is going to be performing some klezmer music as part of that event. So if you have any folks that are fans of klezmer music, which is sort of a folk idiom from the Jewish heritage, mm-hmm. But as well as a beautiful clarinet quintet with the Muir. We're bringing in a small one-woman show called The Pink Hulk, and it is one woman's journey to find the superhero within. And it was written and created by cancer survivor Valerie David, who had to sort of reach inside herself and find her own superpowers in order to conquer cancer. She is a two-time cancer survivor. And we're partnering with our RIC nursing department for this event and offering it free to RIC students. It's a reduced price of $25 for that ticket. Again, there are discounts that would apply. And there's going to be a performance just for the students in the afternoon at the nursing building. And that evening, we're going to be hosting a superhero costume contest for RIC students to get them excited about coming to see what a real superhero mm-hmm. looks like in the evening at the 7:30 performance on Wednesday, April 12th, that Valerie David will be doing of her show, The Pink Hulk. It's a really beautiful and engaging story of one woman's real inner strength. And it's funny and it's tender and it's just a beautiful play. She did a great job of it. There will be a talk back and right. Some more information from her.
I think that's always good when you when they can talk back to the audience, whatever, that you may have questions and answers this way, especially with a cancer survivor like that. There was a play that I was supposed to go to. Unfortunately, there was other things going on back early before the holidays. There was going to be something in Seekonk, and I didn't get to it, but it was going to be cancer survivors, and they were going to do a play, and they were going to be doing questions and answers. But I think something like Valerie here, where she will she'll talk to people, and maybe people in the audience are going through the same thing that she did. So it's a good idea to, you know, kind of get that one-on-one. I think that always helps with the people in the audience, but it also opens up more with the performer on stage as well.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of her healing came from creating this show, mm-hmm. and I know that whenever she performs it, and the show's doing fantastic. She's performing all over the country with this show right now, and everywhere she goes, she meets people who are like, thank you, because yeah. I was feeling those things, and I thought I was the only person that was feeling yeah. or thinking these things, and feeling frustrated and feeling angry. You know, I think she chose the name The Pink Hulk because if you remember the Incredible Hulk, sure. it would turn into his superpower when he was really angry. Yeah. And I think that when somebody tells you that you're sick, one of our initial emotional reactions is anger. Like, sure. why is this happening to me? And this lady was able to harness that energy and turn it into something really beautiful, which could be cathartic for anyone who's a cancer survivor or knows someone who's a cancer right. survivor. So I really do encourage folks to come out to that show. It should be really wonderful. And again, it's Wednesday, April 12th at 7:30 in Sappinsley Hall. To finish out our season for this year, we have Three for Louis, which is a tribute to Louis Armstrong. Eddie Allen is a fantastic trumpet player, and there are three generations of trumpet players who are paying tribute to Louis Armstrong in this performance. Eddie is also an educator and is going to be coming to the college and working with our Rhode Island College big band, our jazz band, in a workshop a couple days mm-hmm. before the performance. And they are featuring Eddie as their guest artist on the RIC Jazz Band concert on, I believe it's May 5th, and I wish I had that date mm-hmm. better in my head, but I know I can direct you to our website mm-hmm. yes. to check out the date. But Eddie will be also performing, like I said, with the RIC Jazz Band in the very early part of May. So I do encourage you to come check out this show. This is a small theater that we put this in, our small black box theater. Yeah. So it's limited seating. It's only 120 seats. So I'm hoping the phones start ringing off the hook, because I would consider putting in a second set if it's starting to sell out. We're also working with an exciting contest for the students on this. We're trying to get them to put together a Louis Armstrong display contest, and we'll announce the winners for that contest at the performance. Mm-hmm. So this one, again, is a reduced price ticket for $25, but again, RIC students are free, and there are plenty of discounts available, which might apply to you. So check it all out. Call us at the box office. It's 401-456-8144. Or check out our website, www.ric.edu.
There's a local Black Box Theater in Mansfield. The Black Box Theater, it's actually called, right in downtown Mansfield. A good friend of ours was in a comedy play this past year, and it was only four people in the play. And it was so up and close. You know, there was only like 60, 70 seats in there, but you felt like you were part of the act because you were interacting. And something like a Black Box Theater, you know, that which you come so close to it, is amazing. But you've got a lot of these places. And I think a lot more people should realize that, yeah, you can go to all these great places out there, you know, for these performances. You've got, you know, PPAC and you've got Trinity. But, you know, people don't realize that you've got in your own backyard. You know, Attleboro has the community theater. The Mansfield has Black Box. Rhode Island College has their own things that are going on. And they're also open to the public as well. Yep. It's not just students, you know, and seniors out there. These are open. People are kind of missing out.
It's like a hidden gem.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. There are hidden gems out there.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, you can make a night of it at the college as well. You know, come to the Louis Armstrong. We're going to be giving out free popcorn that night. We put it in the small theater. Mm-hmm. We're going to set it up like an intimate cafe kind of setting to see the show. Come a little early. Go to our dining center. They have great food there. Mm-hmm. And have a bite to eat. It'll be the most affordable, fun night you could ever imagine on Thursday, April 20th.
Yeah, and the weather's going to be better that time.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to be in the middle of the spring.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's a nice way to come, you know, try something a little different. Mm. A lot of people who have been coming for over the years since 1962 do see the value in it. We have some really amazing, loyal patrons that come. And a lot of those folks take advantage of seeing all the different kinds of things that we offer there. So peppered in around all of these exciting Performing Arts Series events are all of the Department of Music, Theater, and Dance events. They've got the Rhode Island College Chorus, Wind Ensemble, Symphony Orchestra, the jazz bands. There's a jazz combo concert that's headed up by famous Greg Abate. He's amazing, and he works really hard with the students. And, you know, there are a myriad of different performances. Judith Lynn Stillman puts on a series of chamber music things as well as part of her Masterworks series. There's a ton of free, a lot of them are free or very, very affordable prices. And come on down and we'll give you a brochure and we'll let you know all the different kinds of exciting things that we have. There's two theater productions coming up this spring. One is a play in Forman Theater. And the second is the musical. I think they're doing Seussical the musical this year. Yeah. So that's always a lot of fun. Bring the whole family. And it's just, there's so many things going on there that I really encourage everybody to really take the time and come on down.
As the interim director, you know, you've seen a lot of things going on in all your years. If someone, I mean, this for personally for you, what would you tell somebody who has never gone into a theater like your Performing Arts Center there, you're expected, you know, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. You don't have to be, you don't have to dress up in a suit and tie these people. You know, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. If someone's out there and they've never gone there, it's very easy. Right off Mount Pleasant Avenue right there, 600 Mount Pleasant Avenue. And it's a beautiful campus as well. You know, a lot of good things out there. But what would you tell somebody who has come to, maybe have not gone to Rhode Island College, but or have not gone to the Zarian Center for the Arts? What can you tell people who may want to come in for the very first time, what they may be experiencing?
Sure. Well, first I would say, don't be afraid. I think, you know, when we were younger, I mean, I know my parents used to take us to music performances and theaters and museums and all of those kinds of cultural things. There's so many things competing for people's time nowadays, especially with modern families. They've got a million activities. The parents are working, so it's hard for people to kind of get their kids involved. And so, a lot of young people, I have got two daughters that are just finished graduating college, and a lot of their friends have never been to the theater. And I think that there is a little bit of a fear factor there, like, oh, what if I clap at the wrong time? What's going to happen when I go in there? How am I going to know where to sit? Well, the thing is that we make it really easy for you. There's great signage that will direct you right to the theater. It's pretty easy to find, and the college students know where we are too. So if you're having trouble finding a place, just ask somebody and we'll direct you to the theater. Once you get inside the theater, we have ushers and we have a box office there, and they're more than happy to help you, you know, ease your way into the theater. If it's always best if you come a few minutes early. Then that way there's no rushing. You can kind of take your time and kind of see what's going on. Maybe you'll have a chance to look at some posters of other upcoming events, feel a little more relaxed. I think that's true just about with anything in life. Yeah. If you give yourself a little extra time, your experience is better because you're not sort of having that frantic rushing feeling. Just come and just check it out. I think the easiest thing is once people come once, they realize that it is really a welcoming environment and they're more likely to come again. Mm-hmm. So to that end, I'd like to offer a couple of pairs of free tickets to our next event, which is the Muir String Quartet with guest artist Judith Lynn Stillman. Come a little early that night and we're going to be having our Rick String Snap photo opportunity where you can actually get a chance to hold a violin or a cello, and we'll take your picture in front of our step and repeat display, and it might be some way for you to kind of get a sense of like, wow, it's kind of, it must be hard to play one of these things. It gives you a different appreciation for the music. And then you'll get to hear the concert. We will be having a little reception afterwards where you can meet the artists, and I think that all of those things help you feel a little more comfortable and a little more connected to the music as well. Right. So I'd like to go ahead and just have folks feel free to call in. We're going to give away a couple pairs of tickets, and you can come down and check out the show.
Yeah, if you want these tickets, folks, just give us a call at 508-222-1320, or you can email me at some point at dominic@waradio.com, and we'll make sure that you get these tickets. We're going to get to the phone lines, though. Right now, we have Gina standing by with the final updates on our traffic. Gina?
Oh, we're looking good around Attleboro, just a little heavy over on Pleasant by Lindsay. We do have a nice ride on 95 from the state line all the way up past Walpole Street. A little heavy through Canton. The expressway, not stop and go through Braintree and Quincy, just heavy and slow. Then coming out of Quincy, you're stop and go up into Dorchester. 495 is improving in Hopkinton. Getting into Providence, 95 South is just heavy from around Branch Avenue. 610 connector, busy from Toby, but not stop and go. Avoid 295 South from Johnston down to Warwick, where we have an accident in between Scituate Avenue and Route 37, unfortunately, a couple of miles of backup there. So now there is a little backup approaching Route 6, but it's because of incidents on 295, not on Route 6. Now, getting into Providence on 95, we were talking about that, much improved. Route 1 looks good, Kelly Boulevard, not bad. We're seeing a good ride out to the South Coast. No problems over the Bourne Bridge, Mid-Cape Highway, and Route 28, nice and quiet. Next report coming up tomorrow morning on Gina Brown, your AM 1320 traffic.
All righty, Gina. All right. We've got our final update on the weather coming up in just a couple of moments with meteorologist Jim Corbin. And I'm back with our final 15 minutes or so with Catherine Bacon from the Nazarian Center for the Performing Arts.
The Chaminade Music Club will be having a pipe organ concert at the Murray Universalist Church on February 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. The concert will feature several musicians, including organists Janice Waterman and David Burnham, soprano Sarah Michael Smith, and baritone Gary Thies. Organists will be playing Murray Universalist Church's 1882 Hook and Hastings pipe organ. This concert is free and open to the public and will be followed by a reception. For more information about this concert and future Chaminade Music Club performances, visit chaminademusicclub.org.
Looking for more opportunity? Want to improve your skills? Need a better job? The Literacy Center can help. We have year-round classes for adults in English, computer literacy, and high school equivalency. With the help of teachers and tutors, you can pass your citizenship test, make a resume, or learn how to speak and write better English. Classes held during the day, evening, or on Saturdays. Join the great group of people at the Literacy Center. We serve 500 people a year who want to make a better life. Check out our website, www.theliteracycenter.com, for tutor, training, or class schedules. Don't put it off. We are here to help. The Literacy Center, 80 North Main Street, Attleboro, 508-226-3603. A place to learn, volunteer, and grow.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
On February 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Goff Memorial Hall in Rehoboth, the Rehoboth Antiquarian Society will hold their third concert in the 2016 season of the Rehoboth Arts in the Village series. Sarasa, a duo consisting of cellist Timothy Merton and Jennifer Morshies, will perform pieces composed for famous kings, queens, and dukes. With harpsichord accompaniment, the cellists will perform works by Bach, Handel, and Vivaldi. For information about the concert series, call the Antiquarian Society at 508-463-5384 or visit carpentermuseum.org.
Hi, this is Bob Giammarco of Sentinel Safe Floors in North Attleboro. Slip and falls are the number one cause of accidents in hotels, restaurants, and public buildings, resulting in over $70 billion in annual medical costs and compensation, and leaving over 300,000 people with disabling injuries every year. Servicing both residential and business clients, Sentinel Safe Floors uses nano-grip technology to protect your loved ones, guests, and employees by making floors slip-resistant and safe. To learn more, please visit our website at www.sentinelsafefloors.com. We don't install floors, we make them safer.
All right, Jim Corbin standing by with our final update on the forecast next. Jim?
Well, Dom, still below freezing by a few degrees, and therefore we still have some of those icy spots on the walkways, driveways, anywhere the snow melted yesterday and refroze overnight. So use caution, but we should reach around 38 this afternoon with at least partly sunny skies, just a chance of a snow shower after 3 o'clock in a few spots. And then becoming clear tonight, falling down to 20 degrees, back to mostly sunny but colder weather tomorrow, a high of about 30, 31 degrees, and colder still on Saturday, not getting out of the upper 20s. And both days will be a bit of a breeze, so the wind chill will be a little bit lower than the actual high temperature. Sunshine followed by clouds Sunday afternoon. Still looks like the threat of a little bit of snow shower activity right around the time of the Super Bowl Sunday evening. So again, use caution if you're going to be out and about, if that does materialize. And then as we get into Monday, more colder winds out of the northwest, low to mid-30s. Next chance of snow of any consequence could be by Tuesday afternoon. That would probably, though, change over to rain.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. All right. Well, we got some of the cold weather out there, and we've got a lot of other things going on. As you said, Super Bowl Sunday, might some problematic things out there, but we will talk to you bright and early in the morning.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
All right. All right, if you want some of these tickets, folks, we are waiting for your call, 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. Catherine Bacon is here from the Nazarian Center for the Performing Arts. The Muir String Quartet, these tickets are going up on the 20th of February.
Monday, February 20th at 7:30. It's not a long performance, probably about an hour and a half, so you won't be out past your bedtime. Mm-hmm. but please come on down and have a chance to hold a violin and then watch some people who really know how to hold a violin.
As you get into 2017, we talked briefly about some of the other performances, the last one with Louis Armstrong. How far do you go into the year? I know after Louis Armstrong stuff, there's going to be a lot of other things going on to the summer and stuff and into the fall. How long do you kind of look at, different artists or different performances? Just like anything else, you've got to take a look at their schedule. It's not just you alone that does this.
Season traditionally follows the school year, so our performances are generally September through May. June is a really busy time in our center because we rent to a lot of dance studios and for their spring, their summer recitals. But as far as booking the performing arts series, I'm already almost finished putting together a series for next season. So, like I said, I go to every year in January to New York to the Arts Presenters Conference. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of different acts and talk to a lot of different agents. And so for next year, I have a great big season lined up. It's really exciting. It's probably going to be about 12 different events. It's going to include some amazing world dance and music events. I've got a really amazing... I can't tell you exactly what they are just yet, because we want to make sure that we get the information out to everybody at the same time. So I do encourage you to stay tuned, but I've got some nice theater things, some more chamber music things, some of which will include the Muir String Quartet. And so just some really exciting stuff coming up. I really do encourage you to stay tuned on our website. And if anybody's interested and wants to be put on our mailing list, please, again, just contact the box office at 401-456-8144, and we'll be happy to put you on our mailing list so you can get more information about all the things that are going on at the college.
Also at the center, you guys are also on Facebook and Twitter on social media as well.
Yeah, the college itself has a Facebook and a Twitter and I believe an Instagram. The Rhode Island College Performing Arts Series has a Facebook and an Instagram page. So we do, you know, there is stuff out there on social media as well, and we'd be happy to direct you there also. So do check out, and if you just put in Rhode Island College, you know, stuff will come up on the internet as well. So
the other thing, as you said, coming up with a lot of different artists and groups and stuff like that that come down, one particular piece of music that is one of my favorites. Have you ever had any big bands? Are you looking at big bands down the line?
Actually, yes. In the past, we've had the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. We've had, you know, Thelonious Monk has performed. They usually bring come with a band. Next year, I have an amazing quartet, Top Secret, still lined up for the month of March. And we have our own Rhode Island College Big Band, and they are really amazing. I did get a chance to see their performance at Christmas time. And they have, like I said, their performance coming up with Three for Louie's Eddie Allen in May. So, and they just put on a great show. So I've been working with their director, Joseph Foley, and he's a trumpet player in the Philharmonic in Boston, and he's doing a great job with the kids. So we do bring in big bands. Sometimes it's a little tricky just to try and on the routing, like and as with all the shows that we do, it's not that easy to piece together a season in the available spaces that I have and in the available spaces that the artists have. But through a stroke of luck and miracle, I have some amazing things lined up for next year. So should be a great season.
You got a lot of great artists, musicals. I know as a lot of performing arts centers put on every year. Do I hear any plays? Things, dramas and comedies down the line as well.
Yep. There's, like I said, there's two Rhode Island College Theater performances coming up this spring.
They
have
very talented people.
Very talented. Really. The kids are amazing. I was never an actress. Because I just don't think I could remember all those words, although I don't seem to have a shortage of words today. They do an amazing job under the direction of the directors that we have on campus. And they do bring in guest directors as well as part of Rick Theater. So the kids do get a chance to work with a lot of different directors in a lot of different kinds of projects. So there are two more plays this spring semester, and you can take a look at those on the Music Theater and Dance website on the Rhode Island College website. And of course, we have the Pink Hulk, which is a one-woman show coming up in April. So,
looking at just the actual picture, it doesn't give you what it really looks like, and you have to go there in person and stuff like that. You know, years ago, it just was that one building, the Roberts Hall, and so, and there are all the other great buildings they house there as well. When did the Nazarian Center start getting into it its own? You know, the actual construction and the finally finishing up that center.
I believe the construction started around like late 1999 or 2000. Theater Sappinsley Hall in the Nazarian Center opened in 2001, and so the Black Box Theater, the Helen Forman Theater, was already there, and so was Roberts Auditorium. Mm-hmm. So when they did that construction project, they also put on a new wing of music classrooms there. So there's practice rooms and music classrooms for the music majors. We have a really strong music education program that comes out of that area. And so many folks have been, that are placed as music educators from our program. And Rhode Island College has a fantastic nursing program, education, business. So it's really it's really grown from being just an education school. You know, it was originally the normal school back in the it's early days. And so, you know, it's really exciting that we're going to be inaugurating our 10th president, Frank Sanchez, in February. Everyone is welcome to come to the college and participate in all of the inauguration events as well. If you go to the RIC website, you will see front and center a place where you can just click, and there's a week-long roster of activities starting on the Sunday before the 17th, so whatever that date would be. Mm-hmm. The 17th is the actual inauguration ceremony, and it's going to be held in Roberts Hall, mm-hmm. in one of our theaters, and followed by a reception there. And there's a gala at PPAC that evening, honoring our new president and the college. But the whole week before, a wide variety of different folks from the campus have all kinds of amazing activities for all ages throughout the week. So I do encourage folks to come down. It's a nice way to come and learn more about the college.
And then as we get back out in the next few minutes off the air here, you basically kind of tell people exactly whereabouts you are, what you're doing there now, as you said, and with a full lineup of a lot of great things still ahead of us.
Well, I want to thank you so much for having me
My
here
pleasure.
Today, Dominic. Yes, please. I would really encourage folks to come to our five events remaining on the Performing Arts Series for this year. Two performances by the Muir String Quartet, each with a guest artist. We have Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live coming up on March 16th. The Pink Hulk performances on Wednesday, April 12th. And Three for Louie, a tribute to Louis Armstrong, will be on Thursday, April 20th. All of our performances are at 7:30 p.m., and we'd be thrilled if you give us a call at our box office. That number is 401-456-8144. Again, that's 401-456-8144. Or visit us on our website at www.ric.edu.
That is for sure, and hopefully, I want to thank you first for coming down. And when there's a lot more stuff coming up, as you said, I want to invite you back. Open door policy here.
Thank you.
Love to have you back here.